Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We have to thank Matthew, great listener, who I guess he heard our distress call or just, I think, is this bit just to hook us up when we're doing like two-man shows like during the holidays? It's kind of his thing. It's kind of what he's known for. So, Matthew, thank you for the breakfast that he brought by. I think he even hooked up Mike Marr and Savannah, who's doing updates.
Very nice.
All had breakfast.
Very generous.
Thank you, Matthew. It's very nice of you.
Have a lot of great listeners out there.
It's fantastic. Love it.
What did you get on the holiday show? Did you come home with anything of the gifts?
The gifts I got?
I'll be honest. I think when we did the spin the wheel bit.
Yeah. I don't think I got a lot. To be honest,
the only thing that I remember that I got.
Oh, you know what I did?
I got bleach.
I'll tell you what I got.
I got bleach cakes.
You got bleach?
You don't remember that?
Clorox bleach?
No.
Oh, bleach.
It was like grooming bleach.
For your nether regions.
I didn't bring that home.
Yeah, okay.
And that was from our guy.
Hold on. I think I have it here.
Oh, you have your gift.
I have my gift. Do you remember? You don't remember my gift?
I do not. I was the only one that blew over the legal limit this year.
I know. I was a little bit disappointed with my final tally.
Were you at like 0.06?
0.05 maybe. That's a little light. I'm going to try to go a bit harder next year. You got to have goals, JP. Resolutions.
You do.
I mean, we're on the precipice of a brand new year here. 2025 is right around the corner.
Remind me, I think next year we're each going to come up with our top five sports moments list because Mike Marr came in all fired up.
You know
that
what?
I forgot.
That's
to,
fine.
I forgot to include the UFC top moment.
I'll guarantee the listeners this: my top five sports moments for 2025.
Baseball.
There will not be one mention of baseball on my top five. I'm pretty sure, unless like the Nats win the World Series. If the Nats win the World Series, it'll make my top five.
What if Shohei Ohtani hit 100 home runs?
I don't care. I mean, it won't move me to put him and his 100 home runs on the list. By the way, speaking of getting a bunch of home runs, on sadder news, obviously, Jimmy Carter passed away a couple years ago. What a run. He made it to 100. Now, he wasn't looking great in the last couple of years, but he was hanging on, so good for him. Great run. I saw a graphic that said that he basically lived during, he saw Babe Ruth play, and he also lived during Hawk to a Girl. That's a pretty expansive chunk of time that you
yes,
live.
It is.
If you saw the Sultan of SWAT hitting homers, you know, and you also lived through
Haley Hulk, Welch,
yeah, the Sultan of Tua. The Sultan of other.
Yeah.
Not SWAT.
It's, right.
But
yeah. I mean,
starts with S and ends with T.
That's a pretty good run by former President Carter.
I mean, impressive. I'm not shocked. We had a woman yesterday who calls into the show who watched Sammy Ball.
Yeah. She's 86, and I hope I'm that lucid.
And she's with it.
I'd love to be that lucid when I'm 86
She's
years
more
old.
With it than us because I don't remember her name. I'm terrible.
Yeah. Oh,
I feel like started with an A. So what was the gift?
Here's the gift.
A piece of paper?
It is a piece of paper. It's like an OnlyFans gift card.
Oh, that's
written
right.
Written on a piece of paper.
I remember.
Now, I haven't used it yet.
Right.
But,
right.
I mean,
you haven't used it.
We have access to
hold up. Let me see how
he didn't even fans. I've got
he did a
right
terrible
here.
Like his presentation is terrible there.
I mean it's not I mean he's not writing it in calligraphy, but it's good enough.
He didn't even type it.
It's good enough that you can read it.
Pretty good handwriting though.
Yeah, so this was one of the few gifts that I came home with from MGM.
I don't think I came home with anything. But I got to thank Jim Van Stone belatedly, I guess. He gave us Wizards hoodies.
He did. He came in, I think it was last week.
While I was on vacation a couple weeks ago.
Speaking of gifts, I mean, I will get to the EP, I think, this segment.
It's okay, because it seems like Brian Robinson is checked out from our segment.
So I was walking down the hallway outside of the studio like half an hour ago, and there's a table in the hallway where like sometimes food is or like if people send mail or gifts, it's a table in the hallway. JP's always cleaning it up. There's a box addressed to Valdez. So Valdez is like, what's in the box? So
You did your seven bit.
No, I didn't even do that bit because it's too hacky. It's too hacky to do the what's in the box bit. It's played out. So Valdez opens the box, and I guess the guy who sent it to him, he was kind of borderline begging for like an on air unboxing.
Kevin from Kentucky sent me a Christmas gift.
He wrote
a very lovely note in it.
He did.
He's generous.
Yeah, he said, you know, he appreciates what Drab and I do as producers. He tells me we're entertaining. He's a junkies and he's a bit seasoned P1.
Right.
And then at the end of his note, or he said during the note, you know, I saw this and I immediately thought of Valdez.
Right.
And he goes, sorry, Drab, but you know, if I stumble across something that looks like it would be great for you, I'll get it. And then wished us happy holidays.
So he saw this thing and he's like, Valdez jumps to mind immediately. So I have to buy this item for him.
Can I guess?
JP.
There's no way I'm
just telling you this. Let me tell you this. As you're inhaling the breakfast, as you should, because it's delicious. You could sit in that seat from now until the year 3025. You could literally sit there.
There's no way I can guess.
You would be sitting there guessing for 1,000 years.
So why did he think of Valdez? I was just going to guess because he's in Kentucky.
Give me three guesses. If you guess the item, I'll just give you $100.
All right, Kentucky.
I'll give you $100.
I might be wrong on this.
Yeah.
Because I am not a big drinker.
Yeah.
Where do they make Jack Daniels?
Jack Daniels is from Tennessee.
Oh, it's Tennessee.
Yeah,
botched it. I was going to go with
But there's a lot of bourbon made in Kentucky.
Right, I think
in
that area. Yeah. So I was going to go with a bourbon that's infused by Old Bay.
I mean, that's not a horrible guess, but
something with Old Bay in it. Would have been, that's what came to mind.
Okay, so that's one. Give me two other guesses. Just give me two other guesses. Yeah,
right. And I like in on this. 5,000 to one odds. JP gives me $1 if he doesn't get it right, and I'll give you 5,000 if you get it right.
So he's telling me?
You're getting $300 from me, and you got a $5,000 free roll right there.
But you have to give me $1 if you don't.
Okay, that's fine. Why would he?
This is the safest $5,000 ever.
Could you play like when kids say you're like when you play warmer?
You're frigid. You're on Antarctica.
So bourbon wasn't even close.
You're very cold.
Yeah, you and Santa are at the North Pole.
You're
so why would
right
a
now.
Listener who likes Bit Season and the Junkies, lives in Kentucky, why would he think of Valdez? All right.
Let me just tell you, what you're doing, you're trying to piece
out. I'm trying to be rational.
It's an irrational. And logical.
All right.
It literally makes no sense.
All right. He got Valdez a sex toy.
No, he didn't get that.
No.
All right. So you get all one right. more guess.
All right. I'm basically punting right now. You've told me it would take 1,000 years. He's got like a whatever bet I just made with him. 5,000 to 1.
5K to 1. I'm praying he gets it.
How big is the box? Can you tell me how big the box
sure,
was?
This long and about this high.
Yeah, it's kind of a little bit bigger than a shoebox.
Yeah, that's a good description.
I'm so like tapped out. He got him a snow globe.
That would make more sense than what he ultimately got.
So
him.
This makes absolutely no sense.
I mean, from what Valdez explained to me. And, I mean, I think I know Valdez pretty well. We've known him for many, many years.
Now, the only clue you gave me was the size of a shoebox. Can you give me clues that are really close to it? And would I still not be able to guess it?
Okay.
You still wouldn't be able to guess it.
Really?
Okay. Here's a big clue. It's based, this gift was based on a pretty popular sports movie. I think that's a good clue.
I mean, there are so many different genres. Give me the sport.
Football.
All right, a football movie.
A football movie.
He sent a mini Rudy helmet.
Oh, man. You're so close. That's a great guess.
Really?
This guy, is it Kevin from Kentucky? He sent Valdez. Now, it looks nice. It's a beautiful jersey.
It's very nice.
Replacements or something like that?
He sent a signed Notre Dame Rudy Rudiger.
Oh, I was butt close.
You're butt close. Now, you did get a movie hint, so that was a good dart throw by you.
I,
Actually, this is genius. Because
have you
Kevin,
said that you love
no,
Rudy?
No, this, well, this is what I'm like. I'm just going through all 156 episodes of Bit Season in my head,
right.
And every Junkies episode that I've been involved with in the 15 years I've worked with you guys.
Yep.
I don't think I've mentioned the movie Rudy once.
I mean, I know we've talked about it as a show. We've definitely hit on Rudy over the years. Like, I'll be honest, the scene where he sacks the quarterback at the end and then that he gets carried off, it brings me creepers.
Of course.
It's a touching scene.
We've talked about it, though, scene. The one that gives me the creepers is when he finally gets in.
Oh, I don't care about that.
Because he keeps getting rejected.
Yeah, where he's boo-hooing by the lake.
And yes. Like, yeah, and he opens it up and he reads it.
The one that gets me the creepers when he makes the sack and fat John Favreau up in the stands going, who's the wild man now? That whole bit. That
or
just
when the guys hand in their jerseys. It's a good movie.
Yeah, it's a really good movie.
And the groundskeeper does his clap.
Yeah. Charles S. Dutton.
The Rock. Yeah. Or even
Rock.
A Rock.
He's just
Rock. Not The Rock.
Not The Rock. So, yeah, Valdez now the proud owner of a signed, and I would guess authenticated, green and gold Notre Dame jersey.
I don't think it's authentic. I mean, maybe the signature is, but it looks like a butcher jersey from China.
Keep slandering the butcher. Guy's just generous. Hey, yeah,
this is the most Timu jersey you've ever seen in your life.
You got a Timu Rudy Rooter jersey.
Can you show it?
Yeah. One second.
I mean, now that it's been revealed.
That is hilarious.
Did you have a guess before you opened the box, Trab?
No, but I said, Valdez, don't open that on the air.
Right. You just said,
I said there's no chance.
Because you figure it's going to be a dud.
Yeah, so whatever that is, it's going to be a dud.
but it's
radio gold now.
We've turned it into content. We turned it into solid content,
well,
I think.
Can you play the Radio Insider?
Sure. I can do that. Yeah.
Radio Insider.
All right, this is Radio 101. Like, if we were ever professors,
right.
CK was a professor at like one of those schools of broadcasting.
I'm never gonna teach radio, I can tell you
but
that.
But if
right
we
now.
Were, this is what happens when a guest who is supposed to be joining you weekly doesn't join you.
Right. Sometimes these things happen.
All right,
but
here,
what are
let
you
me
do.
Let me
you
read,
turn water into wine
right,
cakes.
Yes.
Let me read the nice note that Kevin sent.
Okay.
Matt, I'm a Junks and Bit Season P1. I enjoy the entertainment you bring each day. I stumbled across this and thought of you. Tell Drab when I find something for him, I'll send it. You guys are excellent talent and not just producers. Hope you like it.
It's a very, very heartfelt, nice note. But, I mean, what is he going to stumble across for Drab? I can only imagine what he's going to send Drab.
Was it handwritten? Handwritten note?
I don't understand how he would think of Valdez when he sees a knockoff green Rudy jersey. Which might be his high school jersey.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a Notre Dame jersey.
Look at that. Rudiger. Right on the back.
Signed by the Rudy Rudiger.
Yeah. I mean, how much does that signature cost?
I don't know.
$8?
He might have done it himself. I'm not going to lie.
You're wearing a forged butcher shop Rudy Rudiger.
The butcher shop.
If you had any type of talent or effort that Rudy did, you'd be all pro.
It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
We can't run that play. Rudy's not going to get in.
Remember when his dad
Vaughn throws the ball.
His dad finally goes.
Guy is all bitter.
You
dad?
Just summed up your entire career in one play.
You remember when his dad looks at the field for the first time?
Yeah. When Ned Beatty?
Yes.
He's like, you don't know what he says.
I think he says
it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Or
these are the
like
most
that.
Beautiful things my eyes have ever seen. Or and the older cranky son's like, come on, Dad, you old drunk, get up here in the stands.
Brothers. Don't you ever go easy on me like that. Don't treat me like your kid brother. I'm a lineman on Purdue.
Love that movie. You know what? You're channeling your inner Rudy right now. You won't get up on the chair and do the. We're gonna run.
You think
field.
I didn't give that speech in elementary school?
You gave that speech.
As a kid, I loved Notre Dame. I was a good Catholic boy.
Yeah,
and I loved Rudy.
You do love a ton of schools.
I said as a little kid.
Yeah, but
I was 8 years old.
Yeah. Go give him the Gipper speech.
We're gonna go inside of him. We're gonna get outside of him. We'll get him on the run. We're gonna keep it on the run. We're gonna go. We're not gonna stop until we cross that goal line. Today is the day. We're gonna win. What do you say, men? They can't lick us.
Yeah.
You know who didn't
Solid.
Like Notre Dame? Cakes' his dad.
My dad. Because
I still remember.
My dad was the time ultimate underdog.
EB and I go over to Cakes' house to watch, I don't know, some bowl game. And your dad walks downstairs. Right. Watching us watch Notre Dame, and he just gets into like a mad dog right. like rant.
Well, it's probably
they get all the calls. like just, we're 12 years old or 13 years old or yeah. something. This is his dad. Hey, you know what? Dad actually should have done sports radio. Well, he would have been excellent at it.
He would have been angry sometimes, no doubt. No doubt about that. So look.
No, I can do it, coach. I can do it. Oh, yeah.
Love the Rudy role play.
Once all again, right. water into wine. Yes. Thank you, Brian Robinson.
Thank you, Brian Robinson. Thank you, Kevin from Kentucky. It is a heartfelt gift.
And don't sip
the
on
gift
Matthew.
It doesn't make any sense, but it was heartfelt, and we made a good bit out of it. So it
again,
worked.
Don't sip on Matthew for bringing us the food.
Yeah, Matthew.
I pulled an EB and ate during the segment.
We appreciate that, Matthew. That was well done. Speaking of EB, we'll do the entertainment page next. He won't do it. I will do it. So Cakes' entertainment page. We'll do that next here on The Fan. Just a reminder, you can join your favorite hosts from 106.7 The Fan for a special live show with us, B. Mitch and Finley, and Grant and Danny. We get rid of the FCC restrictions for a totally uncensored discussion of DC sports, behind-the-scenes stories of working in radio, and a preview of the Super Bowl matchup. You can hang out with your fave radio hosts for a night of sports, laughs, fun, and more. Tickets on sale now at tallyhotheater.com. So I'm on their website. The front two rows, which are seated, sold out. There are still tickets available in the downstairs general admission and the balcony general admission. So go get your tickets for that. That is not that far away. It is Friday, January 31st of 2025.
You called it, Cakes, mm-hmm. and our listeners are so predictable.
Yes.
The Instagram, which we don't really promote the address of the Instagram mm-hmm. very much. It's Sports Junkies Radio. Couldn't get Junks Radio, right. which is our Twitter handle. Mm-hmm. So we're Sports Junkies Radio on Instagram. It grows at a crawl. But then when you put up pictures of Sydney Sweeney versus Sydney Thomas,
yeah.
all kinds of new followers.
Yep.
So give us a follow, Sports Junkies Radio, and you can vote. Who do you think is winning that poll, the face-off?
I'm going to go with just name brand recognition. I'm going to say Sydney Sweeney is ahead in the poll. I'm going to say she has a 60-40 lead at this point.
That's Dude, you're all over it. 63% Sweeney.
Look at that. I know my... They're both named Sydney, right?
That's the reason.
Right, I know my Sydneys, right. Yes. I know my Sydneys. I'm in on that.
Yes.
Very good. So go vote. Go cast your vote.
Shocker, one of our listeners says, we need more picks for honest votes.
Yeah, of course. Well,
they can Google.
Yeah, tell that person. There's plenty of them on the interwebs.
Sports Junkies Radio on Instagram.
Yeah. All right, let's do the entertainment page. That's driven by BMW of Fairfax. DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW of Fairfax and ask for EB's girl, Miriam, the general manager, or check them out at BMWofFairfax.com. That's where they are online. Care to guess how much Beyonce was paid to perform Netflix's NFL Christmas Day halftime show? Any guesses? Anybody?
I will guess. Part of me believes it could be zero, like the Super Bowl where they just do it for, you know, the attention. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily the attention, but it helps you sell your product, your concerts, and all that stuff. But I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say she was paid $1 million flat.
$1 million? Any other guesses? Valdez, you saw the stories. I don't think you qualify here.
Yeah, I already know the answer to this.
Mike Marr?
Say $3 million.
$3 million? Drab t-shirt? Care to guess the Beyonce payday for her halftime performance?
$4 million.
The performance is reportedly part of a $60 million three-project deal inked between Beyonce and Netflix in 2019. Now, her first project was a documentary from a 2019 concert film. The price of that project hovered around $20 million. If we believe that to be true, according to a source, then that was $20 million specifically for the halftime performance. because she has the one already in the bank. She has the halftime performance. That's another $20 million. And then she'll give them another project at some point to cash in the third
leg
million,
of her payment.
The third leg of her $60 million parlay.
Nice to be Beyonce. I mean, she's uber talented.
I mean, she's clearly talented. She's this number blew me away. I didn't realize.
Doesn't she have like 30 Grammys?
You're slighting her. She has 32.
Wow.
She won 32 Grammys. And look, I'm not a big Beyonce fan. I recognize that she's talented. If you win 32 Grammys, you're doing something right. You're hitting it out of the park. So look, if she can command $20 million for doing about, I don't know, 15 minutes of work, more power to her. Now, I know that there were rehearsals and, you know, like that led up to the event. So it wasn't just 20 minutes of work. More went into it than that. But she got paid about $20 million.
Did she hook up Shaboozy and Post Malone? They're in her halftime show. Give them a couple milli.
That is not in this story that I've been given. So I don't know that. I don't know those details. I mean, I would guess that Post Malone's doing all right. Shaboozy, I mean, how much money has he made off his song and or songs that all sound the same? He's probably made a lot, right?
Sure.
I'm not killing him. I mean, he's a local guy. Good for him. He's a Woodbridge.
He performed at halftime of something.
He's a Woodbridge guy, right?
What did he perform at halftime of?
He did the halftime show of the Detroit Lions Thanksgiving.
There you go, Thanksgiving.
That's right.
And he saved the bar song for last, right?
You're acting like I watched that halftime performance.
I don't know. Might be on in the background.
I didn't
sit around with family.
I watched 5 seconds of the Beyonce performance at halftime. I didn't
watch that one, but for some reason I did watch the Shaboozy one.
Wait, are you telling me you saw Beyonce come out and you weren't captivated by it? You just walked away?
Do you ever listen to me on this show when I talk?
I know you talked about it last Friday.
I don't, unless Creed is doing halftime at the Cowboys Thanksgiving Day game from 20 years ago, I have no interest in halftime performances.
So you're not even going to watch the Super Bowl halftime show?
Who's performing this
Kendrick
year?
Kendrick Lamar.
I have less than zero interest in that.
Do you know his big song?
Kendrick Lamar? No chance. Now, if you tell me Metallica's performing at the halftime show, I'm there in the front row. I'm there the whole time.
I know, but you don't like aura and spectacles and grand finales.
I saw The Weeknd when he did his bit. It was fine. Bruno Mars, I thought was good, but
this is the difference. When I see, I didn't even know. I somehow forgot that Beyonce was coming out, and I had the game on mute because it was Christmas. I wasn't really paying that close attention.
Yeah.
I walk out in the family room. I see Beyonce coming out, and I said to myself, well, this is going to be a big thing. Everyone's going to be talking about it. I better watch this and figure out what's going on. You saw it and go, this is not for me, and walked away.
He also doesn't remember the Freddie Freeman home run from like a month ago.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm not some Kendrick Lamar stan, honestly, but I want to watch the halftime show.
I'll tell you exactly what.
Can you play the Kendrick Lamar song that was the biggest hit probably of the summer when he's having the back and forth with Drake? I don't know if you're aware of that.
I've heard of it, but this will probably be the first time that these ringing ears have heard this song.
You wouldn't know it from the beat.
I mean, I'll be honest. I'll tell you. I'll give you a live reaction as to whether
I'm going to look at you
and
see
this song.
Because I know sometimes you try and play a poker face
before you play it. Here's why I didn't watch Beyonce, because I was in the basement at my in-laws during Christmas playing ping pong, and
nice.
I can't play ping pong and watch Beyonce earn $20 million at the same time. So I chose to play ping pong
instead.
Who
were you playing with?
I was playing with my daughter and my son.
Did I tell you that I kind of rematched Rom?
Okay. You Rom matched him?
Rom matched him, and he was distraught. I mean, I hate to say this. Yeah. He still beat me 4-1, but I got a game.
Hey, you got a game. That, you know what? Getting a game.
And I had another game 2020, which just went the other way. So
good. Hey,
closing the gap.
I couldn't even sniff a game off of him. Like he was beating me like I stole something. Like it was crazy.
He's got some pretty incredible spin.
Yeah.
Say that. You got to adjust to keep it on the table.
All right, Valdez, do you have the Kendrick Lamar safe radio edit?
They not like us. They not like us.
I've heard this 10 billion times.
Hold on. Crank it up.
All you gotta hear is
they burp, 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 burp.
They not like us. They not like us. You think the bay gon' let you disrespect Pop? I think that Oakland show gon' be your last stop. They cold foul. I don't know why you still pretending. What is the owl? Bird Lucas and
I'm being honest. It sounds vaguely familiar. Like, I think I recognize the beat.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you this honestly. There's no way that I've ever heard that song start to finish.
Because it's a long song, I believe.
Because I would have heard, yeah. I would have heard that 10 seconds, and then I would have done this.
Covered your ears.
I would have just covered up my ears so I couldn't hear anything. I can't hear Drab talking if he's talking to me. I can't hear anything.
Well, that's what a lot of us want to do when breaking the law comes on by Judas Priest.
Look, I'm not forcing anybody to listen to Breaking the Law. To each his own. If you're into, if you love Kendrick Lamar and want to watch him during the halftime show, please do. I'm just telling you that I will be heating up nachos or throwing the wings in the air fryer to crisp them up during halftime.
Well, the people that always goof on Kendrick Lamar, those that do, say his voice is so nubs.
Oh,
like,
really?
He's not a performer. He's like an artist. He's a great writer.
Right.
But they say Drake, during the battle, he's such a performer, right? Kendrick Lamar, like, if you listen to that, he does have a nubs kind of voice.
Right.
Takes the singers that he gets ice for, rockers, their voices pwned Kendrick Lamar.
Of course. I mean, you kidding? You think who has a better voice? Rob Halford from Judas Priest or Kendrick Lamar?
Okay, but to pull a cake, you ever look at record sales?
Okay, I understand that I'm talking about ancient British heavy metal bands. I think Rob Halford's 74, 75 years old.
Opera singers have better voices, but we don't consume them.
I definitely don't consume opera, because every time the opera category comes on Jeopardy, I mean every time, I don't. Unless,
do you guess Pavarotti every time? That's the only guy I would guess.
Was it
the three tenors?
If you say so, sure.
Placido
Domingo.
I feel like it's Placido Domingo. I might be wrong.
I think that's right. Yeah, Valdez.
I don't know the third tenor.
You're a Jeopardy connoisseur. Opera's always a blind spot.
If he was even a tenor, is he not a third tenor?
You know what, Valdez? I think. Am I hipping you to this? Pop culture Jeopardy with Colin Jost as the host? That's much more our wheelhouse. Pop culture.
No, that's
much less I'm not history.
Not into that.
You're not into that?
No.
You feel real.
That's fake Jeopardy. That's Jeopardy light.
It's beneath you.
That's like when it's celebrity Jeopardy, right? Don't they dumb it down?
Well, celebrity Jeopardy definitely gets dumbed down. Dumbed down 100%. I can enjoy both, Valdez.
Isn't Pavarotti like the most famous opera singer?
Yeah, that's why I brought up Pavarotti, and I brought up the three tenors. I named two of them: Placido Domingo.
No one knows the third tenor.
Nobody knows Jose Carreras.
Don't know him, but he's probably got $100 million in the bank. Is Pavarotti dead or alive? He's got to be dead, right? He's got
dead. He died a few years ago. I thought
he's been dead for a while.
You confirm that, or you're just saying
2007.
Yeah, he's been dead forever.
That is a doornail.
Almost 18 years now. That's crazy. All right, so Beyonce made $20 million to sing for about 15 minutes. So good for her. That is quite a score. Carry On is on track for Netflix's all-time top 10 movie list. If you haven't seen it, it's a thriller starring Taron Egerton, Jason Bateman, and Sophia Carson. It's racked up big viewing numbers over its first 10 days of release. From its premiere date on December 13th through the 22nd, the film has recorded 97.1 million views worldwide. It's ranked first on Netflix's charts for English language movies in both weeks of its release.
I liked it, but I thought it was pretty good. I think I saw it on the first day, or maybe it was the second day.
Yeah.
I said this earlier. To me, it was Die Hard light. You know, Christmas. Yeah. You know, people like to say Die Hard's a Christmas movie, whatever, mm-hmm. but it was around Christmas, yeah. I think, in Carry On, it's Christmas Eve.
Yep.
And then there's a guy trying to save the day.
Correct.
He's in a bind. He's got to save the day.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of him running. There's a lot of him running in the movie because he was a track star in high school.
And Jason Bateman,
I'm like, spoiling it for anybody.
Jason Bateman plays the same guy he plays all the time.
But you know what? He's made a really great career out of mostly being the same character all the time.
Although he kind of kicks ass in one scene, which I've never really seen. He puts, this isn't a spoiler, but he puts him in like a sleeper, like a chokehold.
Like rear naked choke?
Yes.
Ah, forgot that little nugget.
I think it was in the bathroom.
Got it. This kind of made me laugh. Krista Cavallari, who is the ex-wife of Jay Cutler, she went on a podcast recently and couldn't stop bragging about how good Morgan Wallen was when he was banging her.
Really?
Yeah. Jay Cutler's probably like, what's going on here? Probably glad we broke up, because you're a little bit of a disaster if you're going to go on a podcast and just talk about getting railed out by Morgan Wallen.
He's, though, moved on. He may have remarried already.
I don't know the exploits of Jay Cutler. Unless he's throwing touchdowns in the NFL, he's irrelevant to me at this point.
I'm more intrigued by Morgan Wallen crushing it.
Yeah, right?
What happened to her boy toy?
I mean,
they broke up. The younger guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, they broke up. If you're Jay Cutler, you're distraught. She's on a podcast describing how good a rock star is basically slaying her.
Right. I mean, do they have kids together?
Yes.
Cavallari and Cutler do?
They had three kids.
Ah. That's a little bit embarrassing. This would definitely tilt you if you're a homeowner. Headline, JP. The fellow that rented his $1.5 million London flat to famous porn star Lily Phillips on Airbnb is furious after she used it to sleep with 101 men in one day. You're like, you're taking a look at what I did to my flat. Lily Phillips.
What difference does it make? Like, honestly.
What difference does it make?
No. If she just tagged one guy, it's acceptable? Like, where do you draw the line?
Here's where I draw the line. Triple digits in my flat. There's got to be like a mess somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, somewhere. But what if she's just doing it on the bed? What if she's just, lining them up? They're all just doing it on the bed. You're going to change the sheets anyway.
I would increase the cleaning fee. Yeah.
Which is already high, I guarantee it. You'd want that to happen in your Airbnb you rented out?
There's about a $1.5 million
flat. There's a line of guys down the block.
Yeah. Hey, your mom's house in Crofton all of a sudden became a brothel.
Yeah.
Hey, those might be future renters' cakes. It's 101 future renters.
That's true. It's a very.
I can tell you, it's tough when you lose a renter, then all of a sudden you got to get the place ready for another person, and hopefully you don't lose a couple months of rent.
Very nice. There's your EP. Hopefully you were entertained. When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see your Washington Capitals take on Montreal on January 10th. So keep listening for your chance to win. Are you looking to upgrade your office game? Well, then swing by PVI Office Furniture, where they've got everything you need to take your workspace from the bench straight to the big leagues. Whether you're drafting up the next great idea or just need a power play, when it comes to comfort, PVI has the perfect lineup of desks, chairs, and accessories. Mention the Fan and you score 15% off your in-store purchase. Don't miss your shot. Hit the ice at PVI Office Furniture today and elevate your workspace like a true champion. PVI Office Furniture, where productivity nets you a hat trick. Visit us at PVIPVI.com because business grows with PVI. So JP's hosting a New Year's Eve party, and during the break, he was rattling off all these, like mixers and things he needed for drinks and whatever. I was like, dude, what can I bring? Please tell me something I can bring to help you out. Bringing brownies.
Nice.
I texted my wife during the break. I was like, can you bake some brownies? Because, I mean, I could, but I wouldn't know how. Like,
no, what you did is you delegated.
Sure.
I'm excellent at that.
Well, my wife and my daughter like baking. They like to, just make whatever. So I asked her. She's going to make brownies. So I'll be bringing brownies to the event tonight. To the happy New Year's Eve party.
Well, you know this. It's funny when you grow up together, like KCB and I did. And our families were friends, and it was kind of unique that Eric, John, and I were all the oldest brothers of just all boys. Now, Eric ultimately, his family adopted a sister, but our brothers were friends and kind of the same age, as us, we had a lot of get-togethers growing up, and everybody kind of has their signature dish. Like, what I associate going to your house, if you guys had a party, your mom always did, like, a pasta salad.
Okay, that was good. Yeah, I guess that was one of her things. Yeah.
Mrs. Bickle always had, like, a weird sort of green Jell-O concoction. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, sure, like a Jell-O mold.
And then...
Oh, I'm so distraught.
They had meatloaf a lot. That's for some reason I remember that. But what was my mom known for get-togethers?
Definitely brownies.
Brownies is definitely one of them.
And brownies with nuts.
Yeah.
I'm a brownie purist. I'm a brownie with no nuts kind of guy. Personally. Now, will I eat a brownie with nut in it? I guess. But if I had to, that sounded weird. I would prefer
supposed to say pause.
I prefer the non-nut version of said brownie.
Right.
Personally.
Yeah.
That's all.
My mom used to make both.
No nut brownies.
Yeah. Because, shocker, Dylan wouldn't eat the one with nuts.
Right, of course.
So she used to make both. But I think when my mom passed, I didn't listen to it live. But a couple days later, I listened to when you guys were talking about my mom. I think, you know, this is over 3 years now, you mentioned that my mom always had Bugles.
Oh, Joe Bugles. Such an underrated snack.
And I had a get together with my cousin, who's from Puerto Rico, and my brother was in town on Saturday. And there are two things that I miss my mom, obviously, like we all miss our loved ones. But in terms of her cooking, I miss the rice.
Yeah.
Now, I know you're not a big Jerry Rice fan, but now you can have rice. But you know this growing up, because you used to come over to my house. And my parents would force you to have oftentimes your second dinner because we ate later than the Auville family.
No, don't make me eat more. I don't want more home-cooked food.
And
no,
so
please.
We'd have steak and rice or chicken and rice.
Yeah.
So I miss that, but definitely the brownies.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll be bringing those for the party tonight.
So, cool.
Don't forget.
I got to remember to text my guy that I want him to perform at 8:30 and then 10:30. And Valdez makes a great point. He needs to sing right at midnight.
What song is that again, Valdez?
Well, New York, New York.
New York, New York.
You also,
a great one.
Right after Auld Lang Syne finishes, and you're still smooching with your girl at midnight.
Yeah.
After this concludes.
Scott Clark. Shout out. What? Scott Clark's his name.
Then what do you play?
Well, Times Square goes crazy.
Woo!
All right. All right. This finishes. Then boom. Frank Sinatra, New York, New York comes on.
All right, that's a great segue.
I hope he's listening because, I mean, I guess I'll just text him. Valdez has the instructions.
Yeah. He's got the playlist.
Nah, he's a good dude.
Does Valdez remember on New Year's Eve when Jenny McCarthy.
Of course. Made out with that sailor or.
Yeah, yes. But what was significant about it?
She left the big old lipstick all over him.
I think the guy had herpes on his lips, and she made out with him.
Wow, that's brutal.
Cakes, who is Jenny McCarthy's husband?
Jenny McCarthy's husband is brother Mark Wahlberg, Donnie Wahlberg, right?
Yes.
Isn't that correct?
Yes.
Very good. Oh, by the way, I watched 15-ish minutes of a horrible Mark Wahlberg movie on Apple TV a couple nights ago. My wife and I, we got to the same point, and we said, this is terrible, and we have to turn it off.
Co-star?
It's rotting our brains. Who's his co-star? I think her name's Michelle Williams.
I don't even know the movie. He's done a lot of... Like straight to Netflix or Apple TV movies.
The movie is called, and you should never watch this because it's terrible. I believe it's called The Family Plan, where he's living like a suburban life, like as a car salesman.
Seen the trailer and haven't watched
it. But like he's a former CIA assassin.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
I'm sure we haven't seen that in Mr. and Mrs. Smith and a million other movies.
Never ever watch it. And I even tried to get through it with the, hey, it's Mark Wahlberg. I'm playing an assassin selling cars in Buffalo undercover. It was so bad.
You were talking about Carry On being a top 10 movie. He had one like 2 years ago that was like number one and huge on Netflix, which I thought was horrible.
Right.
It was an action. you know,
whatever you do,
poor man's Mission Impossible movie.
Even if there are no movies left to watch, they're all gone. They all disappear. Don't watch that movie.
The only thing I watch on Apple TV Plus, which is a pretty good show, is Shrinking.
Shrinking is very good. Have you seen the most recent finale? It's definitely a tearjerker.
Oh, I think I'm up to 12.
It's definitely. Well, that's
so. Episode 13 came out.
Oh, episode 12. Like
that's the last one.
Thanksgiving.
Usually, there's a 13th episode.
I see.
My theory is there's gonna be another episode because they. This is inside Shrinking.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about this.
Yeah.
But they brought up like three episodes ago, he kind of hit it off with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she's too big of, in my opinion, she's too big of a B-lister star.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She used to be on How I Met Your Mother.
Okay.
And I believe she's going to be a recurring character. So I think she's going to come back for the finale. I think there's one more episode, my friend.
Could be right. Got to give away the Caps tickets in a second here. It tilts me seeing Harrison Ford look so old and fragile. And I know that's
And then he's playing a guy who
has
Parkinson's.
It just tilts me to see that. 10th caller right now at 800-636-1067.
Have you seen Evie walk? We're old and fragile.
We're not that old. 10th caller, you're going to score two tickets to see the Washington Capitals Friday, January 10th, as they take on Montreal. For the complete cap schedule and tickets, you can go to the FanDC.com. 10th caller right now, though. You win them instead of buy them, which is always important. We'll be back on Thursday. Hope everybody has a very happy new year. And we'll
happy
see
new
you
year
in a few days.